day, surely. Oh no. You know, when Mrs. Oni, our focal point on the Lagos State Domestic and Sexual Violence Response Team, she had told me a month or so ago that there was going to be a special dinner in September and that they were going to send me an invitation. I don't think at that point she mentioned anything about an award, but she just said, you know, they really wanted your foundation to be represented. And because all this while we've been working with them, I'd never really met them in person. So I actually, in my mind, locked that date down, that I was going to be sure that I would be at that event. Because somehow or the other, I've just really not wanted to be out there, if you like, and just wanted us to just keep on doing the work that we're doing, you know. But I felt this one would be there, and I'd planned to be there, and in my mind, you know, I'd been thinking about it when I got the IV and I saw in the letter that they had said that foundation, the Shola Adefola Lugaska Foundation, had been nominated for an award. I remember saying to myself, we talked about this, we talked about awards so many times, and we laughed ourselves silly trying to concoct the speeches that you would give when you received your awards, because we knew, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt, that your craft, your creativity would take you to that stage, that you would be there one day at the Oscars receiving an award for your gift, for your craft. I didn't doubt it one minute. And we will have so much fun. Say, okay, would you thank me first, or would you thank Prof first, or who will you thank first, and just have a laugh about it. Oh, life. And I remembered, as the days drew closer to the Lagos State DSVRT event, first of all, that they were having the whole of September as a month that they were dedicating to, you know, domestic and sexual violence and all of that, already made your birthday month so special, that the dinner, the celebration event was happening in September, made it so special, and it kind of reinforced why I knew that I wanted to be there. And I remember that day I had actually packed my clothes, I packed what I was going to wear, I had connected with Timmy Tupwear, the lady who always does my makeup, and we had agreed that she would come and meet me at work, you know, in the evening, and then I'll do the makeup, and then from work I will go to the event. And I had everything packed in my bag, and as things would pan out, that was the same day, that morning, that I found out about Greatness and her passing and the way she passed, and it just floored me, surely. It just floored me, honestly. And even as I'm talking to you now, I know you know, because you're ever so close, that it has been a challenge. And I'm not even sure what is triggering what is leading to what is causing what. All I know is that I am in this season now where there's so much to be thankful for, but there's also so many question marks in my head, you know. But what I actually came to talk to you about was, you know, to thank you and to thank God and to thank every single person. I may have done this before because I'm not even really sure what I have said or have not said, but I really want to thank every single person who has stood by us from day one. Since the news of the award has gone out, I've had so many people, you know, DM me or call me or text me saying that they remember the day that they heard that you had passed on, you know, and that their first thought was, oh my goodness, how is Salt going to cope? Because everybody knew how close we were and what you meant to me, and even that in itself for me is a gift. And like I said to my sister Omar today, even I don't really fully comprehend how I have coped. I am not kidding. For no reason, I can't understand it. I'm just weeping and I'm just crying. And I'm not even like crying out or whatever. Like now I'm doing this podcast and I'm talking and tears are just running down my face. I'm not really, in my mind, I don't think I'm crying, but my eyes seem to have a mission of their own where they're just crying, you know? And I'm not even sure that Lagos State or Mrs. Titilola Vivo Adeniyi or Mrs. Oni, you know, that they fully comprehend what they have done with this award that they have given us, given you, given your foundation, given my family, and how it means so much to us and just makes your loss that much more bearable somehow, that is not just wasted pain, that what God has been able to do through your foundation and especially through the shelter, the Surely Serenity Place, it somehow makes the pain worth it. So many people have stood by me through this all, and I won't even try to mention them name by name because that would just be like suicidal, because there's no way I won't forget somebody. But my prayer is that every single person who has in any way, shape or form encouraged me through this journey since that day, the 28th of December 2016, when I heard your news, when I heard Kuba telling me what had happened to you from my colleagues in the office, Precious Okolobo, Mercy Elegbe, Notonio Gedengbe, you know, all of them who were in the office, how they got me back home, you know, to my colleagues in HR then, who, even though I had left HR and was now in communications, they still banded together and came and sat with me and had lunch with me when I wasn't even sure what was going on. There's so many people, where Kene Onu, who was the first person, when I shared the errand about the shelter, she was the first person that sowed a seed into the shelter, the fund for the shelter, to Shola Abulu, who, oh my gosh, one of our most steadfast financial partners, Muturayo Adebiyi, Folukemo Bereola. I said I wouldn't name names, but what am I gonna do, you know, Sister Rachel, You know, she was the one, if you've ever heard the testimony about me saying I didn't know how we're going to feed the families from the next day, and she said God woke her up and reminded her of her promise. That's Sister Rachel for you. She was the one. Surely, let me stop there before I dig a hole for myself. I didn't want to name names, but it is what it is. And this podcast is not even something I'm going to really like share. It's just going to be here because I just wanted to come and talk to you and just thank you and just say, at the end of the day, it may not be the way that we thought it, but here we are with our very first award. In your name, in your name, in your name. I am so grateful. I am so grateful that God has worked it out for us in such a way that we're just doing what God asked us to do. And God is doing what only He can do. And I just ask Him for the grace to continue to be obedient, because it's hard. Surely, it's hard sometimes. I can't tell you how many times I've thought in this last quarter that, you know what, I can't do this anymore, you know. I don't know, I've done 2 years and maybe that's it. But how can I say that to myself when God comes around and just uses Lagos State to encourage us that we are doing the right thing? Saying to Timmy Dokwe, who also runs a foundation, Kids Being Kids Nigeria, all we can do is ask for the grace to continue to obey God. He is the one who has sent us on these errands. He will be our source. He will give us the grace we need. And all we need to ask for is that grace, you know, to obey and to always do things His own way. Because sometimes it's hard. Everything in Nigeria, everything around the world, you just wonder the cost of things, you know, dealing with the authorities and just the people sometimes. You just want to be like, why? But we move. Surely, babes, thank you. Thank you for giving my life meaning. Thank you for bringing purpose into my life. I dedicate this award from Lagos State TSVRT to you and to goodness along with Femi Tolulope. You didn't die in vain. You didn't die in vain. And I'm so grateful for greatness, because she has restored my confidence, or my faith, or just the way I feel about Nigerians and the government. And I was telling Suze yesterday. That it's a very difficult thing to share, but I'm grateful that the advocacy for greatness has gone the way we want it to go. It has gingered the kind of reactions we needed it to ginger in the government. But I can't lie, you know, I remember being in this same situation in 2016, 2017, you know, and I didn't get this traction for you. But it's nobody's fault. It wasn't God's way. That wasn't what he wanted in our unique story. But that's what he wants greatness story to deliver. And I'm so grateful for that, because I needed that reassurance that my country has good people, good leadership. So even though I didn't feel it when I was advocating for you, it really helps to see that it's still there and it's working for greatness. And that means so much to me. And in our story, in your story, God had other plans, and we can see him working them out very clearly. Thank you, Shirley. We'll keep on. We won't give up. We won't relent. God will keep on helping. Thank you. And if there's anyone who has clicked on this somehow or the other, you stumbled on this and you clicked to listen and you're still here even now, I say thank you to you as well. I don't know why you would want to share this, but if you do, please have a feeling that you want to share, do share and put your own thoughts on it as you share. I'm just having a conversation with my sister that I needed to have for me, for my healing, for my journey that I'm on. So much is going on. So much good, and so much that I don't really understand. Well, I promise you, you don't have to understand all that's going on around you. You only need to trust God above everything that is going on around you. And that is why I'm still here, and that is why I'm still dedicated to moving on. Shirley lives, and God is good. Glory be to God. Thank you, Papa God. I'm really grateful. We move.